Hello, this is the OR Gamecast, episode 26. I'm Nick, and I'm joined by the lovely Quinn. He's been busy.
You say, like, you sound disappointed.
No, I was saying it like you were a prom queen.
A prom queen, huh?
Yeah. It's that season.
The prom Quinn?
I never went to prom, so I don't know what day it's on.
You didn't even laugh at my joke. The prom Quinn?
Oh, that's going on the title podcast. Prom Quinn.
Prom Quinn. But actually, it's terrible. When you go to a restaurant, right, and you order something, and you're like, you have to write your name down. Or not write your name down, but they write your name down.
Oh, right.
So I say Quinn, and they write down Queen.
Oh.
Like,
take it as a compliment. It's a good band.
No, it's a good band, but like the majority of the people writing down my name are Latino. Uh-huh. So I think they actually think my name is Queen, because I doubt that they listen to Queen very much, you know?
Just say a different name.
Jack. Yeah, it's Jack.
Just say something. Jim. What's something?
Or I could say like Rodrigo. That's something they'll memorize, right?
I don't know. I'm not commenting.
I'll be Nick. I'll just take your name, and you can take my name. You can be.
I don't know. They don't know how to spell my name.
You can be Queen for a while, and I'll be Nick.
I was at a Walgreens with Kevin, and they're like, "Would you like this discount card? And it'll save you 50 cents on this gallon of milk." And I was like, "All right." And then they're like, "What is your name?" And I'm like, "Nick." And she's like, "Nick." And I was like, yeah. And then she types it on the computer. And I'm not even paying attention. Kevin says, "No, it's Nick," to her. And I'm like, what? What are you doing? And then I didn't know what was going on until after we left. He was like, she wrote neck. NECK on the computer. Nick.
Well, you know, them Walgreens employees aren't the most educated people.
Wow, taking a jab at the Walgreens.
I'm just saying.
They messed up my prescription.
I mean, if they can't get right in the name Nick neck, there's something wrong. Or maybe you've just been in the South for too long or something. You gotta...
No, this was in the South.
Well, I'm saying, maybe
when I first got there.
Maybe she's from, like, the North, and then your Southern accent you picked up was just too strong.
No, I'm saying this happened when I first got down to the South.
Oh, that's funny.
So maybe it's my Northern
accent. Yeah, maybe it is. That's funny. Nick. Neck. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. That I would call into the manager and just let them know that their employee can't has a problem.
What did people call me on Twitch since you censored Nick? What, they never called me Neck, did they?
No, that Neck never came
Nurk?
Up.
It was Nurk. It was Nurk,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how R came up.
Yeah. I'm surprised no one calls me Neck.
Yeah. It's just so dumb that it's not worth it, I guess. Like, it just, there's nothing, no point to it. Oh, I have to add something to this Google Doc. I just thought of it.
Okay, make as much noise as possible. Wow.
There you go.
So, all right, what do you want to talk about on, what did you just add? Overwatch.
I just added Talishkar Harshder Overwatch.
Yes.
Yeah. But let's talk about you first, because I got a lot on my plate, so I don't know, you know, I don't want to just dish it out.
Not compared to me, do you have a lot of... I drove 20 hours in 2 days, left on Friday, left the South on Friday, got in the North on Saturday. No, well, technically I got in the North on Friday, because I stayed overnight in Pennsylvania, but then I got home to New England on Saturday. And it was a 20-hour drive. Normally, it's an 18-hour drive, but in Ohio, the first day of driving, we're an hour away from where we're staying overnight, and, like, there's just halt. We halt, and there's a traffic, and we're like, come on. And we're just in standstill traffic, and we're just like, we don't know what's going on, and we're just like, maybe there's an accident. Ambulances, fire trucks start passing by and whatnot. And we're like, oh, it must be an accident. And then we saw helicopters flying around, and we're like, wow, it must be a pretty gruesome accident.
Have you been playing GTA or something? What is this?
Yeah, I had 2 stars.
Yeah, you had 3 stars.
Yeah. And I look up on my phone and there was a bomb threat, I guess, on a Greyhound bus.
Oh, wow.
And I was like up the street from where I was sitting. And so we ended up waiting, just sitting still in the car for 2 hours. And then finally they let us go and we started driving and we saw the bus on the left of us. And there was a guy in that bulldozer suit from Payday.
Yeah.
Too. He was standing in front of the bus with a bulldozer suit. It's like this, I don't know what's the official term for the suit, but bomb, it's like this suit. Bubble. Is it a bomb suit? I don't know, but it's got to be heavy. It's got to protect you from something. But
well, I've never seen have you one seen? In that one movie all about this bomb diffuser in
Speed.
What?
Speed?
What?
Speed.
No, not Keanu Reeves. No, he doesn't defuse bombs. He drives a bus. And I get that where you're getting that from, but I'm talking about a. I have to look it up.
I'm trying to help.
Bomb movie. I'm going to be put on some list now.
Yeah.
The Hurt Locker. There we go.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I'm assuming you're just talking about like a bomb suit. It's like a big. You look like a turtle, kind of.
I don't know.
You said bulldozer suit. I don't know what that means.
Payday 2. When they come at you and you got to shoot out their mask part in the game.
Are they called bulldozers?
In the game they are.
Oh, weird. I haven't played that far, obviously. But
yes, you have. You just don't remember.
Well, sorry. I just kept dying. So I was on the floor half the time because Nick could never heal me.
2 hours we had to wait, which is a long time, especially if you already drove 8 hours that day.
Yeah.
So that wasn't fun. But the rest of the trip went all right. I pulled a little U-Haul trailer with my tiny car.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, wait, you saw that?
Didn't you, like, tweet it out or something? I forgot where you put it.
I didn't put it anywhere, but I texted you telling you.
That's
or
where
I messaged
saw
you
it.
Saying that. But I was like, yeah, I have, like, a 2-door small car, and the U-Haul trailer is like the size of my car, and I'm surprised how well it did. Like, moving over some of those mountain terrain in New England is pretty hardcore.
Pretty hardcore.
I made it.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're okay in one piece.
The podcast continues.
I don't know if we could say the same for Kevin, but at least you're all right.
Kevin followed me up the mountains in his truck.
Oh.
So if he ever needed to push me, you know.
He could just get right behind you, push the little U-Haul, which pushes you. Yeah.
Yeah. Besides that, it wasn't that interesting of a trip since I've done it so many times.
Well, I don't think driving 20 hours on like a road you've been on really.
Right.
It's not a road trip. I wouldn't even call that a trip. Yeah. Like it's just driving.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys ever driven more than 10 hours in a day, but. It can get a little tiresome.
You kind of turn crazy by the end of it. Like when it's turning nighttime, you're like a little bit insane.
Yeah, I can see how that happened.
Like I remember just driving like 14 hours straight, and I was a little bit insane by the end of it.
Yeah, they'll do that to you. The road will do that to you.
Yeah.
But
well, just to clarify, if anyone doesn't know, Nick actually moved, so that's why he was driving.
I thought I said that.
Well, you didn't say that today. We said it last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. I just drove 20 hours.
Yeah. Well, I also like the fact that you've gone home, like visited home several times, so I didn't want like people to get confused with like a trip.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm back in New England for now.
Yeah, which is convenient because when PAX East comes around, we got a place to stay.
You know, it's funny. I moved to the South, and I started like talking to people on Twitter and whatnot or anywhere, and I've been noticing a lot of them are from Mass. I was just like growing up,
is that what you call it? Mass?
Massachusetts, that's like the short
version. You call it Mass?
Most people do around here.
All right.
So, I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So yeah, I've like when doing OR, Organized Remains, I've never really met anyone around here except for one, the people that did this indie game called Snap, Snapshot, I think it's called. And they're based in New Hampshire.
I remember your review of that, actually, like watching the video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like half review, half Let's Play.
Yeah, and I don't know, you said some good things about it, so.
Well, yeah, it's a good game. I recommend it. So now I'm seeing all sorts of people from
I would think that you would realize that a lot of people from, like, especially like the Boston area.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of stuff going on there, or else they wouldn't have a PAX there, you know? Like, they would.
Well, PAX is somewhat new. Like, when Organized Remains started, there was no PAX East.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand that, but I'm saying, like now, at least, in the last couple of years, you should realize that.
Oh, yeah.
East Coast, especially, like, Texas, Austin, Texas has a lot of, like, gaming stuff going on. East Coast, and then, like, West Coast, for the most part.
Right. So, back in the day.
You're not in the.
That far.
You're not in the, you know, boonies or something, out right. by yourself trying to talk about video games or something.
Like, when I was in college, Rock Band and BioShock were really the only two, like, big games being made in New England that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't. Now it seems like there's a lot of Boston type things popping up.
Well, yeah, especially with like the indie games on the rise. So
right.
So yeah. So your what's neighbor been going on? Be a guy making a game. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So what's going on with me? Right.
Yeah. Quinn has 1, 2, 3, 4 things listed. I only had one.
I got four things going on.
Everybody.
Yeah, Nick's is far larger than mine. The 20 hours, he can't, you know, detail every section of it.
Yeah, it's going to be
boring. It's just going to be too exciting and blow your mind. You just can't handle it.
Yeah, so, I just had to listen to music the whole time.
Yeah, for me, now I have to, like, fill in the gaps and make it more interesting because Nick's too tired. But, got something in my throat because I just...
I'm going to just leave and come back in 20 minutes.
No, I have some of these up here so I can tell you specifically because one of them.
So no one listen to this part. Except yeah,
everyone, close your ear holes. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to Nick for a second. Well, I'm not gonna talk to the first one yet. I'm talking about the second one. So while you were gone, I streamed a couple times, right?
I did see that Twitch sent me an email being like, "Hey, why don't you edit Quinn Does Gaming's thing?
Stream, yeah, highlight, yeah,
yeah."
Well, so, actually, before that, I streamed on the Mr. Breaded Chicken stream.
Oh, right. That was the email.
Oh, sorry.
And they sent me an email.
Sorry.
Too. It's all right.
But I streamed there first because I didn't actually update my password for the Windows Gaming. I was like, I don't want to do that right now.
Just let them have my password.
Yeah, I'll let them have my password for now. Maybe in a week I'll get to it. So I started streaming on the Mr. Breaded Chicken one. Streamed a couple times, and I think I just streamed from the PS4 because I wanted to stream Bloodborne, but I didn't want to have like all this crap on my screen, and yeah. I only have one screen for both my PS4 and computer, so I can't use them both at the same time.
Yeah.
So I just had to stream from the PS4. But when I went back to Windows Gaming and fixed all the password stuff, I was streaming from my PC, and let's just say I had some major computer problems with this. Whoa. So I tried to stream Dirty Bomb, which is in beta, and I'll talk about that later, but
okay.
I tried to stream that, and then OBS crashed basically and said your CPU usage is insane and your CPU is gonna explode. I was like, oh, god damn it. And like, I couldn't even play the game. It was way too laggy because my CPU was dying. And I just had to stop. I just had to stop streaming. I had to stop playing. And then I would restart my computer, try a couple hours later. Same thing. Over and over again. This happened for like 3 days in a row where I would stream and my CPU would crash and then that would be it. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a lot of computer problems going on right now with me, right?
Yes.
And I've talked about buying a computer in the past, right?
A couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. Well, 2 days ago, I actually purchased all of my PC parts.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Ring the alarm, boys. We got a winner.
Yeah, exactly. And because some of the parts were from Amazon, I actually today like got a bunch of parts, which was awesome.
Awesome.
Just 2 days. In two
and
days.
And you use the Organized Remains referral link, right?
I am. Yeah, of course.
Great.
Yeah, you
could just spend $1,000. We could have got a profit from it.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I was like, damn, I could buy you that like 12 pack of Chef Boyardee. Well, anyways, I'm glad that I'm like actually buying the parts. Oh, I bought all of them already, except one of them said my card was declined, so I have to figure out what's going on there. But yeah. I thought all the parts were going to take like 3 weeks to get to me, and I'm so surprised that I'm already starting to get stuff 2 days into
awesome.
Having purchased it. But so yeah.
What's the plan? That you're going to build this?
I'm going to build it whenever all the parts are here, and then it'll be a brand new me, you know?
Just in time for a little game that came out, but we'll talk about that later. Right, Gwen?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. But yeah, so I haven't been able to stream, haven't been able to make videos, so I'm kind of sitting. It's actually been a month since I made a video, and I'm like, yikes. I should make one, but I know my computer is not going to be able to handle it.
I moved, and I still posted.
Yeah, look at you.
On Monday.
What an overachiever. So yeah, I kind of stopped basically using my computer for a while, and I actually tried to record some Bloodborne, right?
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, I got a good idea for a Bloodborne video. I can just record it now, wait for my computer to get here, and then edit it on that computer. And when playing back the footage, I realized there was no sound coming from my PS4 because I had my headphones into my controller. So all the sound was going through the controller.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. How long of a footage was like a couple hours.
Yeah, it was over an hour, and because I intentionally beat a bunch of bosses on to like film it,
yeah,
now I have to go make a new profile and do beat bosses over again. It's gonna be really not fun, but hopefully when I get the idea done, it will be really fun to watch. Also, because I was getting so frustrated with the video stuff and streaming and my computer not working and games not working, I discovered a forum for Overwatch, which is the Blizzard game that is coming out in 2016. And
is that the TF2 style?
Yeah, it's the game? FPS class-based shooter thing. And no one really knows what it's going to be because no one gets to touch the game until the fall.
Yeah.
Because I believe the beta comes out in the fall at PAX Prime or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Or at BlizzCon. Either way.
Yeah, probably BlizzCon.
Either way, I logged on to this forum and I realized it was relatively new, right?
Okay.
So I kind of, let me just get to it now. Overran the forum. I took control, if that makes sense. So I'm on the forum right now. The forum's called theoverwatchforum.com.
Okay. And this isn't an official forum?
No, but they're planning on making it official. Like the admin is trying to get it made official, right?
Okay.
So they have a members tab where you can see like the highest ranked members and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it categorizes highest ranking by different tabs. So you can have member with most messages, member with most likes, member with most points, right?
Okay.
So cool. When I click the members tab and I go to most messages, Mr. Breaded Chicken is on top. If I go to
how much?
I'm winning by, well, I say winning, but I'm beating the admin by 44 messages. Okay.
What's a message? Is that you posting? Or yeah, you
posting.
Okay.
So I've posted 80 times in this forum already. Okay.
In the past week?
Yeah, probably past week. Yeah, past week. Sounds good. Then I go to
what?
Just, I've been
are you just spamming?
I've been trying. No, I'm not spamming. I'm keeping it relevant because I don't want to be that guy who's just spamming, right?
Yeah.
So I'm keeping it relevant, but I want to be on top. And so when I click on most messages, I'm on top. If I click on most likes, I'm on top. If I click on most points, I'm on top.
Tell me there's a link to your YouTube channel.
Yeah, okay, so I've linked description. I've linked to my YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and I've linked to the podcast before, but
awesome.
I don't think anyone's really
probably not well populated forum yet, since there's, you only have 80 posts in your
there are top. 204 members, so it's not that there's not many people here, but at the same time, you know, it's pretty good, you know. I'm happy that I'm so
I don't understand. Are you proud that you're on the forum and it's a good forum, or are you just proud that you're on top?
I'm it's probably the on top part, because I have a founder's badge, because I was an early poster, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I am the only member who has the active member tag, because you need to have at least 50 messages posted to have the active member tag, and no one's even close. So even the admin doesn't even have the active member tag. So I am like, I'm trying so hard to just maintain my topness on this forum. And I've like, so you can have like statuses, right? So if people hover over your name, it'll show like what your status is. So for example, the admins is up, up, and away. I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of dumb. And then someone says, check out my whatever, whatever. And mine is literally just fight me, admin, because he's the only one. He's like the second ranked in everything. And I've even sent him.
You purposely posted that?
Yeah, I purposely posted. And I even posted it on Twitter to him, to the admin account of.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Don't you think this is a little insane?
A little bit, but it's me, man. Man, I've even considered. It shows like member birthdays on the right hand side, and I've even considered like personally sending each person like a birthday greeting, like just to get my rep up, you know.
So you're real. This is what I'm guessing inside your mind. You might not even know this, but inside your mind, you're probably hoping this game is going to be huge, a huge hit.
Uh huh.
And that you can tell people when they're in 10 years from now, when they're like, hey, you played this? And you're like, did I?
I own this. Let me tell you about
the official forum. Yeah. I am the first person.
I am the highest member.
Membership.
Yeah.
But in reality, it'll still do well, but it won't be a mega hit like TF2 or something.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's not necessarily what I'm thinking, but probably why I'm doing this is I had a friend who was really active on the Alienware forums, right?
Okay.
And he was actually the top member on the Alienware forums, okay?
Okay.
Because he was the top for so many years, and, like, they would run these competitions, okay?
Right.
And say, like, if you get to this many points before this time, you'll be a part of a list for getting special stuff.
And he was always on the list.
Yeah, he was always on the list. So they did one where the top five members got onto this list, right? And the list was actually participants in their hardware beta testing.
Oh, awesome.
So he got sent Alienware laptops for the year before they come out. He got sent Alienware PCs. He got free headphones, free gunners, free everything, just for like being a part of their forum. So
And Quinn's hoping he's gonna get a free digital hat for his character that only he has.
A free beanie. It's not even in the game. They just send me a beanie, right?
Like, hopefully, it's just like a duck hat.
Yeah,
bonus ducks hat.
it's not even like specific to me. Like, they just send it out to a bunch of people. Oh man. Like, the reason I think is hopefully this forum gets put on like the official list.
Right.
Because I've noticed that the Overwatch Twitter has been following like Overwatch centric things, and they haven't followed the Overwatch forum yet. I don't know.
This is a gamble for you.
It is a little bit of a gamble. I've only spent a week in it, so it's all right.
You're going to put more time into this forum than an actual game.
Probably. And so the admin has told me that he's trying to, you know, get everything official and, like,
Like personally told you or just said on the forum?
Oh, I started a... Oh, he said on the forum. Well, he said something on the forum and then I asked him like blatantly like, are you talking to Blizzard? Because I don't want to, I don't want to spend time here if this is not the, the place to be. And he said, yeah, that he's like working on it. And I'm assuming that also includes like getting special access to things for people using the forum. And if I am the man on the forum, then hopefully I as well get the special access. You feel me?
Wow. This is,
it's pretty sad.
Did this happen after a long car ride?
It happened.
Were you going crazy?
It happened when I didn't have time to do anything that I wanted to do in my free time. And it was a really slow day at work. And let's just say they have laptops. And so right. I basically spent like 2 full days at work just on this forum. And, like, responding to anyone who messaged anything. And, I mean, when you got, like, 8 hours just sitting there waiting for things to pop up, you basically write 20, or you basically write 80 messages, all right? And that's how
couldn't you be writing up reviews or something?
I could if I was able to play games to review them, you know? Like, I just
Well, not reviews then, right? Just, like, your top favorite something. Top favorite donuts and games. That's something.
Top favorite donuts in general.
Boston cream at number 2.
I don't know about that one. I'd probably do maple old fashioned. Probably
play. Oh, no, classic.
Yeah, maple. I love old fashioned. Good stuff. Maybe is donut hole a donut? Is that considered a donut?
I'm gonna allow it.
All right, it'd probably be like a 4 then.
All right, let's more let's to move
on. I'm pretty sad. That's the moral of the story. Let's move on to like more important things, Nick.
All right, the game news: Guitar Hero Live reveal trailer that was released this morning, and I watched it, and it looks pretty cool. They're focusing on previous Guitar Heroes are focused on like animated characters. Yeah. You know, Judy Nails is my favorite. Now, this one, I think they're focusing on more of an actual live crowd.
Well, they're also focusing on, like, live performances, too.
Right.
Versus, so, like,
you're playing stuff to an audience. I don't know if that's a live audience, no, like they're saying. Like, someone in Japan's watching you or something.
Like, who would ever go pay money to go to a concert to watch Guitar Hero players? Especially, like, if someone's playing on easy and misses all the beats.
It's gotta be, like, pre-recorded.
No, it is pre-recorded, Nick. Come on now.
What's interesting about this game is a new Guitar Hero controller. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't use your old ones. The old ones had 5 buttons on the fret.
Yeah.
This one has 6, but they're lined up next to each other. Yeah. So there's
2 rows
of frets here. So their tagline is easy to play. It's an easier controller to use, but harder to master.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. It is interesting, and I do want to try it. But it doesn't look like they're focusing on other instruments, so I think it's just going to be guitar in this game, or maybe bass. Mm-hmm. Well, so I don't know how I feel about that, but in the trailer, they did play Gold on the Ceiling by Black Keys.
And oh, I do like wow. That song, oh, so. Man, if they have like some Black Keys stuff and like more modern stuff, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to buy the guitar, sadly, when it comes out.
Oh, what are you going to use?
A good price. I'm not going to play it until it's a little cheaper.
You'll buy it, but not the controller, or you'll
I didn't say that. Oh, okay. I'm gonna wait on the game and the
in
guitar.
General,
yeah. But it does look cool. Check out the image of the controller if you want a better idea. I think it could be pretty cool to just learn a new
mechanic. Someone mix it up so you're not doing the same thing for the last 10 years. You know.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm more interested in Rock Band. So
well, here's the thing. I completely disagree. I think the live thing is really dumb.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to be playing to a live, like not even a live audience, but I don't want to be playing to pre-recorded people cheering. You know? Like, I'd rather.
I think it could be cool, but I gotta see it for myself.
It looks like I was watching the trailer also, and it looked just really gimmicky. Like, I don't know. Like, who would be...
Yeah.
Like, whose experience would be bettered? Like, how would that change the game at all? And the thing is, it wouldn't, you know?
I'm a Guitar Hero, like, mega fan. So, even this, I'm not hyped about.
Yeah.
But that's probably why we're so different on this, because I'm still willing to give it a chance.
Oh, no, I'll give it a chance I think the live music and, like, if there was more modern songs, I would be really excited to play that.
Yeah.
The only thing is...
more information.
Yeah, we need more information. But I think the whole live crowd thing is a little weird.
Yeah. What about the guitar controller?
I think that's a good idea as well. Because if Rock Band comes out with the same instruments, but just for PS4, like higher consoles...
Exactly.
That's
what I was...
That's going to be a step backwards, I think.
They got to do it because they said the older instruments can work.
Oh.
So I don't think they're stepping away from the 5-button guitar.
Yeah, see, then, I don't know, like, that's going to be really weird to, when it comes down to it, when Guitar Hero launches and Rock Band launches, it's going to be interesting to see who, like, does Rock Band sell more because it's just a game and not a peripheral? Yeah. Or does Guitar Hero sell more because... it's a new way to play the game type of thing.
I'm not... Yeah, it's hard to say. I did see on Twitter that Cheapy D of Cheap Ass Gamer, he went to the Guitar Hero event today that they put on, and he said it was really cool.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I feel like it would be more exciting to have two rows of three.
Us. Yeah.
Like, that would play more like a guitar, and... yeah, it would be easier, but harder, if that makes sense. Yeah,
we'll have to just wait and see on that one, but I am still excited for it, just to play it and whatnot, once the controller's cheap enough, but I don't want to keep buying new instruments.
That's true. I mean, I kind of just feel like I've thrown all my instrument stuff away, because I only played it till PS2. I didn't play any of the PS3 Rock Band or Guitar Heroes. So, like, I threw all that stuff away because it's useless. So I'm kind of, like, ready to buy something new. Like, I was even looking into Rocksmith because I was like, I that's the thing I would want, you know, that requires an actual guitar, but at least I would have it and I'd be able to learn how to play instead of, like, having no instrument at all. Because I was actually looking for so long to find PS3 Guitar Hero or Rock Band guitars, and they're, like, impossible to find. And if you find them, they're, like, $70. So,
yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah, so I was just like, why don't I just buy an actual guitar?
Rocksmith is a good game, so I recommend that, too. So
I might just wait, though, for them to come out with, like, a newer version. You know? So, I mean, the 2014 version is a year old already. So.
All right.
I'll talk about the other gaming news. We got GTA 5 on PC, like everyone knows, and everyone and their mother probably already purchased and is having complaints about, I don't know, the game probably not working because it's been the first day and first couple days. Also, there's Mortal Kombat. I've heard good things as well, because it is obviously... I heard they actually did the PC version a lot better than they've done other Rockstar PC ports. Like, it's not a port. They've actually made the game for PC this time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is really awesome.
I thought about getting it. I'm still debating. I don't know.
Like,
I can wait.
I bought it yesterday out of weakness. I was very weak.
From where? Steam?
Yeah, from Steam, because you got a bunch of extra money, like starting money. Like, you got a bunch. you got a lot of money for just pre-ordering. And basically, pre-ordering just means click buy now when the game... like, the game had a release already, and it was like, if you click now, you'll still get the pre-order bonuses. And I'm like, God damn it. So, out of weakness, I purchased the game. And I kind of thought, you know, I'm buying all these computer parts and stuff. I want to get the game and just...
yeah.
I'll spend a lot of money right now, and then later I'll regret it. So that's what I did.
Wow. So is it downloading right now?
No. I don't have the space on my computer for another 60 gigabyte game. And plus, I don't know how well it would run, and I'd want to... I don't want to, like, launch it and then... it plays at 60 frames per second, but it doesn't look as good as it should.
Yeah.
So I'd rather wait to have, like, my machine up and going.
Hopefully you have it up.
Yeah.
By next week.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty cool.
That'll be good times. Hopefully I have enough time, though. That's the only thing. Like, I really want to play GTA 5 with you or play any game with you. We haven't played much ever in a while, so.
Working is too much.
Working's annoying, man.
The other game that came out was Mortal Kombat. Is it just Mortal? It's Mortal Kombat
X. X, which means Mortal Kombat 10. That's what the X is for.
Oh, so. Roman numerals. That's how they get you.
Yeah, the Mortal Kombat Roman numerals.
I know this game is very violent. I've seen the trailer and it was very violent.
That's all you know?
That's all I really know.
Oh, well, okay, so.
I just remember watching it and be like, damn, this is really violent.
First off.
I still want to play it because I like Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. But I'm not rushing to get it.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I'm not rushing to get this game either. I mean, it's another fighting game, and I'm not good at fighting games. So at the end of the day, it's just another fighting game.
I mean, Chief knows. He saw me play. What's that game? I can't even think of it now with the Marvel people.
Injustice, there we go.
Injustice, yeah. He saw me playing that, and I was not good at it.
Yeah. I streamed that too, and then that one guy came in and just destroyed me over and over again, which was like the dumbest thing ever. He comes into the stream, he's like, oh, I see you're playing. Here, add me. Then he just destroys me over and over again.
Sounds like Lethal League.
Yeah, like that Taco Supreme guy or whatever. Salty Nacho, Salty Sombrero, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mortal Kombat, it looks like it's good, but the Steam reviews are terrible.
Oh, really?
It's almost like if people weren't joking, then it would have a terrible rating right now. But people are doing this. They're rating,
I hate the joke one.
They're rating the game up as positive and saying like Best Menu Simulator NA or
so fun.
Menu Simulator 2015, because apparently since so many people are logging on, you can only get to the menus and you can't actually get into the game to play it. But that's like typical every online game when it releases. So I feel like people should just calm down, wait a day or two, and then review it instead of reviewing it after 0.1 hours and then just like rating it terrible when they're on the menu, haven't even touched the actual game. That was grinding my gears yesterday, Nick. I was getting so pissed off. I was like, what? Go for it. Talk.
This isn't Mortal Kombat related, but it's kind of newsy.
Yeah.
But if you got more Mortal Kombat stuff, this is your time.
No, I think I just wanted to talk about how I hate people who review things after not even playing them. Yeah.
Why can't they be cool like Organized Remains?
Yeah, you know, people beat these games on Organized Remains and actually review them and give good tips and if the game should improve and where it should improve and all this good stuff. Go check out Organized Remains.
Adam Sessler, even though he's still around. The Humble Bundle Origin 2 bundle came out.
Yeah, I just saw that on my phone right actually sitting here like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I got it because I don't own Dead Space 2. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, this is the time to get it.
I actually think
we started playing the first one, didn't we?
No, we played the third one. The third one is the only co-op one.
Ah, that's a bummer.
But it's actually also the worst one. Dead Space 2, I think, is the best Dead Space, and it's so much fun. Even though
I gotta play
even though it's a scary game, it's really fun.
I think I can handle it.
Yeah, maybe. You're a man.
And it comes with Dragon Age 2. I haven't played that.
There's
some good games on there.
I'm unimpressed, really, with the Origin Bundle.
What were you expecting?
Like Titanfall. Battlefield 4. No, like Titanfall, Battlefield 4, like Sims 4, like something. Like there was really nothing. Everything has been
for $5. I can't combine.
Yeah. But I believe Origin 1 had, like, the Origin Bundle 1 had Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
Had Sims 3.
Oh yeah, the first one was definitely better.
Yeah, it was really good. So
this one's fine.
It's fine, but I wouldn't even spend $1 because I have Dead Space 2 and I heard Dragon Age 2 wasn't that great, and I don't know. Nothing seems like worth my
time. Mass Effect 2 is on there, too, and that's a really good game.
Yeah, but if I'm running a Mass Effect, I can buy the trilogy for, like, 5 cents. So
you do get the Steam codes for these games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
So that's nice.
But I'm pretty... So now I'm upset with Origin. Like, goddamn. Like, even...
So what have you been... What?
Even if, like... What? Even though I have Titanfall, we both have Titanfall, like, yeah. If they just put that on there, I feel like it would be better... Bundle.
Maybe I should start playing that.
Yeah, we
maybe Quinn will join.
We should probably get to at least like level 5.
Just to play.
Yeah, just to like say we actually like
to play be it. Like, yeah, I bought it and I did play it.
Yeah, God. Oh man, I hate being PC gamers and having all
right,
these.
What have you been playing?
Okay, Nick. Well, I played some Bloodborne. Like I've said, I recorded some Bloodborne and it didn't really work out. So I played a lot of Bloodborne. Well, actually not a lot. But I played a decent amount. I killed bosses and stuff. I progressed on my main character a little bit. Like, a very little, but I did it. Counter-Strike, I've been kind of playing the most. I've been feeling Counter-Strike more often than I have been feeling anything else. I just feel like killing people, I guess. But then also played some Lethal League. Have been playing Lethal League the past couple days. You know, fun. Hitting balls.
Classic.
And then I played Dirty Bomb.
Dirty Bomb.
Yeah, I keep thinking it's called Dirt Bomb, but that makes less sense than Dirty Bomb, I guess. Well, either way, they all make really no sense at all. But Dirty
it's
Bomb.
It's a beta.
Yeah, it's a beta. I don't think it's that great. It's made by the people who made Brink, and okay. People didn't like Brink.
I never got a chance to play Brink, but I, yeah. I don't
yeah, yeah. If you haven't, you've probably heard terrible things. Dirty Bomb is similar in a lot of ways, not necessarily like it has a lot better gameplay and everything's a lot better, but it still feels like kind of Brinky, which turns me off. And I tried to actually record Dirty Bomb while streaming because Skolan was telling me to, record stuff because I need to make a
good
video.
Job,
I need to make a video, and yeah, we tried it. We tried it, and it that also blew up my computer. So I guess I can't even record that until later. But Dirty Bomb's gonna be free to play when it actually comes out. So maybe maybe we can give it a shot together.
What, on Steam?
Yep.
Where'd you get the beta?
I signed up for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't think I should try it?
You mean
I have better games to play?
I don't think you should try it until it's actually out and when we can play it together. Because if you don't,
I might get a bad taste in my mouth.
I mean, it's good. Like I feel like it's going to be exactly the same. So
okay.
And actually, the bad taste from Evolve was actually a good thing because, yeah, I don't think we would play it at all. And I've heard bad things from Evolve, so
that's too bad.
I think that was a good call, even though it felt bad to call. Evolve, not that, you know, whatever. Anyways, I've also tried to get into Killing Floor 2 beta and the Rainbow Six Siege beta.
Yeah.
And those both failed because apparently I'm not cool enough.
You're not on the forums?
No, I'm not the top member in the forums, unfortunately. Maybe that's where I should be, you know, in these different games. But Killing Floor 2 looks really cool. I really want to play it. It looks so much graphically improved compared to Killing Floor 1, but you don't really care about that. No one else does. So let's continue.
Well,
Nick,
I thought the first one was fine.
What have you been playing, Nick?
I continued to play Cloudberry Kingdom because the game turns out to be really awesome.
Wow.
This game in the menu, I think I might have mentioned this last week, in the menu it shows like gameplay of the later levels and they look ridiculously hard.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm at the later levels. But the game does so well in its level design where everything is so fluid. Like, once the level starts, you gotta start running, and then timing stuff is easy and hard at the same time, but it's doable. That's the main point. It's doable. But while you're watching the screen, all this stuff is going on, but you find yourself plowing through it and you feel really good about it. You're like, wow, this looks really hard, but I'm sliding through this, some of these levels, and some of the levels it's pretty tough, but it's really fun. I'm on the second to last chapter now, and it's you can also, if you do have a hard time, you can open up this other menu and there's like helpful hints. Like, one, you can, there's these diamonds you collect in each level that you can collect, and like paying 200 diamonds unlocks, you can watch someone beat the level.
Oh, really?
But if you can pay more and put, it puts a path in the level, so you, it shows you what,
so you follow the path.
Way to go. Yeah, right. Yeah. You can follow the path if you want. And then the last one, it costs the most diamonds, is the slow motion. You can make the level in the slow mo, but you don't, you want to do that on every level, because then you don't have diamonds.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's really fun. I knew it was gonna, it looked fun when it first came out, but I just never got a chance to play it.
Is it,
I'm glad I played it.
Is it rhythm based, or are you just like timing based?
It's just timing based. It's just, you just go with the groove.
Go with the flow, huh?
Go with the flow, man. It's really surprising how good you feel after you beat a level.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because you just see all this stuff flying around.
Adding
all these, yeah.
Adding on to the timing based games, I actually did play a lot of these indie rhythm games.
Okay.
I played a game called Rhythm Doctor, and a game called A Dance of Fire and Ice, and they're both by this person called Fizz D. And I really recommend that. Just like you should go check this out. They're really okay. Cool. They're really...
What's the names of it again?
Rhythm Doctor. I'll actually send you the links afterwards, but they're Rhythm Doctor and A Dance of Fire and Ice. Now, Rhythm Doctor is like...
Send me the link so I can post it in the description.
Yeah, I'll do that. But, it's, oh man... I got really addicted to them, and they're kind of like Super Meat Boy because they get really hard.
Oh, really?
So you want to keep like trying to beat it and just beat it, especially a Dance of Fire and Ice, because that's a lot longer. The Rhythm Doctor game is trying to get funded, so yep. it's a kind of demo. Yeah, it's like kind of like a demo. It's actually won indie game festival awards and stuff like that just for its demo. So, it's pretty awesome.
Besides Cloudberry Kingdom, I didn't play anything else. Sorry, people.
Oh, God. Nick, so, how can you call yourself a gamer? What is this?
Before we continue to the random topic, Quinn, give me your best fake laugh.
Is that good enough?
It's pretty good.
All right, what's yours?
Pretty good. Hey, that's a good joke, Quinn. All right.
you really sounded genuine there. Thanks.
Yeah, good. Sorry.
Thanks, man.
I had to remember the last time I faked laugh.
No, you had to remember the last joke I made so you could bring up your fake laugh again.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right, so the topic today is funniest games we've played. Now, we don't need a top one, but we can do a couple if you want.
All right.
But if you have a top one, tell me.
Well, the first ones that I thought of when you sent me this, or told me what the random topic was Behemoth Games. So that's Castle Crashers, Battle Block Theater, etc. Alien Hominid. And the reason why I was thinking of those is that there aren't, like, for the most part, it's not jokes being told. It's like the game is just funny. You know what I'm talking about?
Quinn loves the part in Castle Crashers where there's this deer.
No, multiple deer.
And it starts crapping.
Yeah.
And it, like, gets blown off
the screen. That is literally... So, when I played Castle Crash for the first time, it was 4-player local co-op. And we had gone to this area, and I'm like, oh, God, what are these deers? And they start explosive diarrheaing across the screen.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa!
Diarrheaing?
Yeah, this game has brought it to the next level, man. This is some serious comedy. And then you go to the next, like, frame of the stage, and then there's a bear there, and you're like, oh, God, this is gonna be the boss. And then he craps himself. And then there's an owl, and he craps himself so much that he passes out and falls off a tree. It's genuine comedy in that game.
That's comedy writing at its finest.
Yeah, right, it's not even writing. It's just, you know, situational humor, I guess. Physical humor, if you will. Yeah. So, I mean...
I grew up with on Newgrounds.
Yeah.
So I could definitely...
It's very Newgrounds-esque, for sure.
You know what's sad?
What?
Because I don't think I brought this up, but during April Fool's Day, Game Grumps did a thing where Aaron and Ross did this animation Grumps, where they just talked over an animation Ross was working on. And they were talking about their old days at Newgrounds. And their old days at Newgrounds is back when I used to make animations for Newgrounds and whatnot. And I was just so jealous. Because here they are. They're making a living off animation and Game Grumps and whatnot. And I was like, I should have been there.
You're like, oh, great. No, they're talented.
Yeah.
If only I was talented, I would be them. I would be JonTron.
First game that came into my mind with funniest game, though, was Monkey Island.
Okay.
The point-and-click pirate game.
Yeah.
I mean, Guybrush Threepwood is the name of the character you play. Mm-hmm. Great name. And the whole game is just funny. The joke writing is so good. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that it hasn't been played often these days, but back when it came out, it was played a lot.
Yeah.
I remember playing it on DOS and whatnot. That's how old. Oh, but the remake is really well done. Mm-hmm. I really recommend it for point-and-click game fans. But also, I started thinking Deathspank. Do you ever play that?
No, but I heard about it. Yeah, that's doesn't he, like... Okay, this might be completely, like, left field, but wasn't there, like, some DLC about a thong or something?
Yes.
Okay.
I forget what the DLC was called, but the thong was in there.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
You like the quest. I think the main quest was get this powerful thong.
Okay. Makes sense now.
It's like a Diablo type game. Yeah, yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the joke writing and it was really funny. And I remember playing that with a friend and we were always laughing at the jokes it was making. Now, but the two main ones that I think everyone will think of, and I gotta agree
Let me say one first, because I wanted to say, this is probably one of the ones you're going to say, but I was going to say Borderlands.
Yes, that is one.
Yeah, so Borderlands, that's something I thought of too. It's just, and that game tries to be funny, but it does it well. So it's
Tiny Tina.
Yeah,
the first time Tiny Tina like walked on the screen or something, it was this bandit was tied up, and like she was like doing this nursery rhyme, but like filled with like violent imagery and whatnot. Yeah, and I was just cracking up. That, like, this 13-year-old girl is this, like, bomb expert or demolitions expert. No, all the characters in Borderlands are good, though.
I mean, you're talking about, like,
later... I'm talking about a psycho, not a, what I call
him. Bandit, but either way.
Yeah.
Like, even the first Borderlands, like, you went kind of into the sequels and stuff, but the first Borderlands, like, just getting into... Oh, I forgot... Nine Toes or something? What's his name?
I forget.
I think it's Nine Toes, and like
I actually didn't get into the first one.
Well, anyways, the first boss is called Nine Toes or Nine. I think it's Nine Toes, and the sign that pops up under his name is he has three balls, and that was it. And I was just like, oh wow, this is a good game. So. Yeah, that's like one of the things I remember the most. It's just like,
what's the other game you think I'm gonna say?
Oh, I don't know if you're gonna say this game, but I just wanted to add like to what I was talking about earlier. Before you go, I feel like you're gonna say something revolutionary, but
yes, I am.
So there was Cash Crashes, and also I don't know if you've seen Battle Block Theater's trailer.
Yes, that was funny.
Yeah, that's funny, and that trailer is just like a sample. Every single Between every single level is one of those like trailers essentially, and it's just I can't imagine how they come up with this stuff. It's so I don't know what to even say about it. It's just hilarious, and like it's all animated really well and it's really well done, and it's a good funny time. So
did you have another funny one you want to bring up?
Similar to Borderlands is, oh god, what's the name of it?
Guacamelee.
No, it's not. It's,
that was a funny game, though.
Where you turn into a chicken. what's it? Not brutal. It starts with a B. Bulletstorm. Bulletstorm. Oh. There we go.
Bulletstorm was pretty funny. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being hilarious.
I don't remember being
hilarious. I remember it being a good game.
It felt like it had the Borderlands type humor, though. Just like the... Like, it had the same mindset, I feel.
What's the game called?
Bulletstorm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, what is this revolutionary thing?
You can't think of it?
It's
very well known. Very. I think you're going to kick yourself if you don't come up with it right now.
Let's see.
Maybe you don't even find it funny, and you're one of the few.
I could just some drop it on me.
Portal 1 and 2.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Oh, wow.
I have a mixed review.
Wow. Quinn didn't find it funny.
I found it funny, but I didn't think, like, when I think of Portal, I don't think of comedy.
You don't?
Not...
The whole game was funny.
Yeah, but I think of, like, the game...
All the quotes were... People quoted. Yes. I don't understand where you're coming from.
But when I think of Portal, I think of, like a really well-made game. Like, I don't think of... Like, Borderlands...
I think of that, too.
Like, when I think of Borderlands, I'm like, the gameplay is okay, but it's funny, you know? Okay, if that makes sense. And, like, Castle Crashers, really repetitive, but funny. Battleblock Theater, really repetitive, but funny. Borderlands, really repetitive, but funny. So,
like, when I think of... they make a good game and have it be funny.
It just never happens, you know? And, like, I guess with Portal, it does happen, because, yeah, it was... Like, the dialogue in Portal is just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, no other game comes close to it. Maybe even Stanley Parable, but, like, even then, that game has no gameplay for the most part. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. That's a really good one. I didn't think of that. I'm surprised you thought of that. Not to disregard wow. your intellect, but I'm surprised someone would, like, have Portal in a comedy.
Sometimes I rewatch the Get Mad quote on YouTube.
Is it
the lemon?
Yeah,
quote?
Yeah. I see that actually all over the place for some reason.
Life hands you lemons. Demand to see life's manager.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my scientists develop a combustible lemon bomb thing. Yeah, grenade. It's good.
Yeah,
it's a good. I need to put it on a t-shirt. It probably is a t-shirt. I'll buy that t-shirt.
I know there is a Caveman Johnson framed photo you can buy wherever you can have it. So every time you walk by, he says a quote.
Oh, really?
I think it's thinkgeek.com has that.
I don't know if I want him just quoting all the time, though.
Well, I think you can turn that off.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the talking fish. Johnson. You know that talking fish you walk by and it just starts singing?
Take me to the river. Yeah. Do. I think it's a good time to wrap it up.
All right, Nick. Let's do that.
We had a good podcast. We had a good run.
Yeah, we did. We had a... It's over now. We're stop running.
Quinn's gonna get his gaming computer and never look back.
Yeah, I'm just
gonna get a new group of friends with his forum.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the forum. I'm gonna only talk to Scott Jaw, and that'll be the life. That'll be my new life. I'll only post Overwatch videos, speculation.
Why, is Scott
videos.
Really looking forward to Overwatch?
Oh yeah, are you kidding me?
Wow.
People think Overwatch is gonna make them who they are, you know? It's gonna they're like, oh man, Overwatch is gonna be the game that boosts me to game grump status. I'm gonna be the PewDiePie of the Overwatch community.
I would say that was sad, but I did listen to you go on about a forum for 10 minutes. Earlier.
But the thing is, with that forum, I'm not even like looking to promote myself. I just want like a beta key. Like, just give me a beta key. I just want to play the game. Yeah, right. It's pretty sad. Plus, I just want people to look up to me because I'm, you know.
Oh, Quinn, you started talking on Twitter last week. I noticed.
Oh,
and you stopped.
I was getting into it, but then I realized no one responded.
I responded.
Yeah, you did respond, but once. And I was like, ah, well. No.
Some of the things you were saying, I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, like, I asked PC Gamer Magazine to give me a Killing Floor beta code. I just told them, I'm like, hey, we're best friends, right? Give me a code, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
If you want to see Quinn's desperate attempts at Beta Keys. You can follow him at Mr. Breaded Chicken _.
It's just Breaded Chicken _, Nick.
What?
It's just Breaded Chicken _, not Mr. Breaded.
What I... Oh, yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, so... You follow me at Podcast over. I'm sorry. It's been canceled.
Organized Remain on Twitter.
No S.
No S, everybody.
Or you could just type in Organized Nick on Twitter.
Can I hype something up that's coming up this Monday? Yeah, let's
hype it up.
My top 10 indie game soundtracks video is finally coming out. I talked about it a while ago.
Okay.
But it should be coming out this Monday.
Wow, I thought, oh yeah, you made it a while ago and talked about it, but it hasn't.
But I had a bunch of videos prepped before it.
Gotcha.
So we're finally caught up. Well, that's how many, at that point when I mentioned that, I already had like 6 videos made.
Oh, wow. So you were, like, prepared for the move.
Right.
Wow.
I was prepared. I still have 6 videos. I'm still prepared for another month.
Huh.
But I'll probably make a Cloudberry Kingdom video.
It sounds like you need to if you've been playing it so much, so.
Yeah, definitely. I think I put 3 hours or maybe 4 into it.
Yeah, every time I saw you go online, it was just you playing that game.
I don't know if I played it that.
Well, every time you went into a game, you played that game.
I just think it's... You're not on that often.
Well, that's also true. So
you're too busy on the forum.
Yeah, I'm too busy on the forum trying to get my cred up.
Get the cred up. See ya, freaks.
See ya, freaks.